Here's a thought I'll title, The Director's Cut in Photography. And I trust you'll notice that I call these here's a thought, not always here's a great thought or here's a good thought. Sometimes it's just a thought. And this may or may not be one of those. It occurs to me that with lots of movies these days, there's a commercial release version and then a longer, more inclusive director's cut. Movies that immediately come to mind are Blade Runner and The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. There's probably lots and lots and lots of them. The commercial release is usually pared down so that its runtime doesn't exceed longer than people's ability to sit in a movie theater and feel comfortable, but the director feels that that leaves out too much of the story, and so they will eventually sometimes release a director's cut, which includes more footage and often extends the runtime of a movie considerably. Well, I probably don't need to explain it anymore because I bet all of you are familiar with the concept of director's cut. But here's my question. Why can't we do the same sort of thing with our photographic projects? At the end of a PDF project, for example, what if there was a section with additional images that didn't make the primary publication? Or what if there was a link to our website that had additional images from the project that weren't included in the final cut? Essentially extending our photographic project into additional images, or maybe additional chapters, or additional thoughts that we want to communicate, because in our minds, the project is bigger than we're comfortable releasing to the general public, simply based on the ideas of viewer fatigue. Here's an example. You may have read in the last issue of Lenswork about a project I did called Silver Thaw, which was 3 days of extraordinary photography when we had an ice storm here in the northeast corner of the United States that covered states, and it made for some beautiful photography. I spent 3 days out photographing it and had a heck of a time editing it down to a reasonable number of images for the PDF and an even fewer number of images for the chapbook that I discussed in the editor's comment of Lenswork number 171. Well, here's where the director's cut idea comes in, because I probably have another 40 or maybe even 60 images that didn't make the cut for one reason or another, that were very difficult for me to leave out because I love the image, but maybe I had several that were similar and I could only include one, so I've got two that are left over that are terrific images, maybe even better than the one I included as I look back on it, but nonetheless, images that are high-quality images I'd like to share. How do I do that? Do I do Silver Thaw version 2 with all those secondary images? And I even hate to call them secondary images because that makes them seem like they're a lower quality of image, but they're not. I just had too many. Of course, that's not always the case. Sometimes you struggle to get enough images to fill what you want to do, and so you have to go on a hunt and search for some, or maybe even go out and do some more photography. But every once in a while, one of these projects comes about where I just have an overflowing cup of really high-quality images that I love and would love to include. That project, Silver Thaw, that appeared in Lenswork number 171, the chapbook that I discussed in my editor's comment included 16 images. Obviously, every one of those, I think, is a good image and a winner, or I would not have included it in the chapbook. But the PDF version of Silver Thaw has 37 images, so I used less than half of them in the chapbook because of the limitations of a chapbook. There's only so many pages I could include, and so there was a compromise between what got sent out in the world as the chapbook, what got sent out in the world as the PDF. But here's where the director's cut idea comes in, because the folder that has all of those images that I photographed during those 3 days, every single one of them, has 235 raw captures. Now, some of those are probably duplicates. Some of them are probably have technical flaws, missed focus, insufficient depth of field, things like that. So let's cut that down by a bunch and say that there was, I don't know, I'll pick a number out of thin air. Let's say there was 150 images that were technically not flawed, and I like, and I would have loved to have included them, but for some reason or another, 150 just seemed like too many. I could only fit 16 in the chatbook. I could have fit more in the PDF, but viewer fatigue sets in. Unless you're a viewer who is particularly excited about a given project. Not every person who watches the commercial release of Blade Runner, for example, with Harrison Ford, is going to be interested in seeing the director's cut. But people who are real fans of that movie, real fans of Ridley Scott, of Harrison Ford, of that kind of dystopian sci-fi, maybe those people would love to see more. So the director's cut has an audience. Well, doesn't that apply to my Silverthaw project too? There might be, don't know if there are, but there might be people who would love to see more of that work. And so a director's cut that included 150 images might be appropriate. And if not 150, 100, 200, 75, all 235 images, that's where the director has to step in and their personal opinion counts for something. So I'd have to do some serious thought about how many would go into a director's cut. But the concept is what I was wanting to get across here in today's Here's a Thought. The concept of having a director's cut where people who really love a body of work can go and see more that were not included in either a printed version, a gallery version, a PDF version, a YouTube version, but can see a whole bunch more, why not consider doing a director's cut of the project and give the audience the choice as to which medium and which version and which size of the project they're going to be comfortable with, instead of us photographers making arbitrary decisions that tell people exactly what the limits of their appreciation can be, because we only produce 16 images in a chatbook or 37 images in a PDF. Just a thought, maybe a crazy thought, but maybe there's a place for a director's cut in our photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.